Good evening. Welcome to the Manasquan School District regular public Board of Education meeting for November 25th, 2014. Our opening statement. Pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10, notice that this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Coast Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pick a flag.
United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sandy, roll call, please.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Here.
Mrs. DePalma?
Here.
Mr. Fiore?
Here.
Mr. Gardner?
Here.
Mrs. Garrett Muley? Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mr. Serino?
Here.
Mr. Vitale?
Here.
Mr. Walsh? Mrs. Walsh? Shay McMenamin?
Here.
Craig Lappin?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Mrs. Garrett Muley and Mr. Walsh will be arriving. They're running behind, and Mrs. Walsh is traveling. Our mission statement. Manasquan School District's mission is to empower students to reach their potential and become lifelong learners. We strive to ensure that students play an active role in their education, are guided by rigorous academic standards aligned with the New Jersey Core Curriculum Content Standards, and function within the community that regards students, educators, and parents as full participants in the educational process. We dedicate ourselves to the realization of a supportive learning environment that nurtures growth, personal integrity, and mutual respect. Our statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education may take action with very little comment, and in many cases, by a unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it is then placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. Acceptance of minutes. Recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the Committee of the Whole and closed executive session of October 14, 2014, and the regular public meeting and closed executive session of October 21, 2014. The closed session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reason for discussing and acting on a matter in closed session no longer exists. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes?
Motion.
Second.
Mrs. Bassone, seconded by Mr. Campbell. Sandy?
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mr. Gardner?
Yes, October 14th and abstained October 21st.
Mrs. Garrett Muley? Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh? Mrs. Walsh. Carried.
Thank you. We are now going to deviate for 1 second from the agenda to issue the oath of office to our newest member, Shane McNamara, who is a student representative. Ms. Coates?
Shane, could you please stand, raise your right hand, and repeat after me?
You can read it.
I state your name.
I, Shane McNamara.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Do you solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States?
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey?
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same?
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States and this state?
And to the government established in the United States and this state?
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
I, please state your name.
I, Shane McNamara.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law?
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law?
For the student liaison of a Board of Education?
For the student liaison to the Board of Education.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all of the duties of that office?
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office?
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you, Shannon. Welcome. We now have several presentations, which Dr. Cajun will assist me in doing.
Yes, so we do have some utilization of the screen, so if I could ask the board to move so you get a better angle on things. And since deviation of the agenda has become the norm for tonight, we're going to move down to our CERC team presentations first tonight, so you can get busy with the float that you're putting together. Right, Coach?
Yes, sir.
All right, awesome. Before we get started, we do have something that I would like to dedicate to the CERC team this evening. Good news is we have the internet, and we do have some pictures, so putting everything together, we came up with this, and hopefully we can get this
Thank you.
Now we'd like to call up each individual from the each individual classes, and they will receive this picture. However, instead of the words congratulations, on top of the picture are the words "Cowabunga." Coach, I understand that when you guys have a good ride, whatever you call that, you say "cowabunga" to each other.
Absolutely.
Okay, but I wanted to focus on that for a minute.
Okay.
Because I know this was supposed to have generated from Hawaii, and actually, that's the term used in Hawaii that's on the screen when somebody does a fantastic ride on a surfboard. But as it came to the States, it morphed into "cowabunga." Does any other surf team members know where that originated? That word, "cowabunga," where did it come from? Anybody? Bueller?
Snoopy?
Snoopy? No. The Howdy Doody Show. That was the name of the Indian on the Howdy Doody Show. So somebody does a fantastic ride on the surfboard, that's the word we're supposed to be using. Now next time, next month on the 16th, when you come back, you can pronounce it for me, because don't ask me to pronounce that one. Our seniors, congratulations. And first, Ernie Barbero. Barbero. Ernie, sorry.
Ice hockey.
Coach, come on up and receive the ones with people who aren't here. Then you can say a few words. John Campo. Jessica Duer. Jessica. Jane Finn. Courtney. Spencer. Kevin Malgin. Fisher. Jared Nolan. Paige Arolo. Abigail Reedy. James Thompson. Jack Tomkiel. Ty Troju. John Valgenti.
Just say a couple things. Thank you for having us tonight. This is a big accomplishment, the biggest accomplishment for our team to date. The largest surf team yet, 51 members, and the best surf team yet. They are a wonderful and talented team of student athletes that really are extremely passionate and dedicated to the sport of surfing. We are definitely a team. We're not a club here at the high school, and we are very proud of everything that we've accomplished this year. From day one, we looked at it that we really had a potential state championship team. And as the day went on, just they showed we had everything we needed to be state champions. I owe it all to you guys. You were absolutely amazing the entire season. You know, surfing really is a sport that it's the mentality is kind of lax and relaxed, and that day they were straight-faced, dedicated, and totally determined to win. It was a great thing to see the aspects of other sports of the intensity and the dedication that day really turn on this team and saying, you know what, this one's ours. And that day they walked away with a state championship and the first one from Manasquan High School. So I want to say thank you. You did an amazing job this season, and we're going to have nothing but bigger, better years to come. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and congratulations, guys. Manasquan High School is not just about surfing. Also, academics is a large focus. And the board, every month, takes pleasure in focusing on the accomplishments and recognition at our public board meeting for both the teacher and the students of the month. The High School Students of the Month of October. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Jennifer Alvarez, our senior, and Jillian Black, our junior. As is becoming our tradition, could you please come forward if you're here this evening, receive your certificate, and also a gift certificate to the restaurant of our choice. And our choice this month happens to be? Who is it? No, it's not. I think it's different. It's a surprise, but it's in there. Yes, you can. Thank you very much for being here. I won't put you on the spot. The High School Students of the Month for October, from our sophomore and freshman classes, Dylan, Lembo, and Lindsay Starkey. Congratulations, guys. The Manasquan Board of Education congratulates the Elementary School Student of the Month of October, Carolyn Ware, from our eighth grade. And the Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate another one of our wonderful teachers, our High School Teacher of the Month for October, Jamie Honorato. Jamie? Jamie, congratulations. Thank you. We now have the Ocean First Bank, Nina Anuario, and Pat Hernandez, who will be presenting us with a check this evening that we're so excited about. Nina, could you come up, please?
Good evening, everyone, and it certainly is my pleasure to be here tonight. First of all, congratulations to your winning team, your surf team. That's incredible. What an outstanding job to your outstanding students and faculty being recognized tonight. It's a great meeting to come to because I have some wonderful news to share with you as well. But just a little bit, I'd like to frame the story first, talk to you about who Ocean First Bank and Foundation is. Ocean First Bank has been around since 1902, but the foundation was created in 1996. And it was created as an initial public offering. When the bank went public, it decided to set aside some stock from that initial public offering for the benefit of charitable nonprofit organizations within our footprint, so in order to better their lives and to enhance things that go on in the community. So we put $13.4 million aside in 1996, and since that time, we've gifted more than $25 million in large and small grants to various organizations in our communities. One of the areas that the foundation feels very deeply about, and that is schools. Because we recognize that schools play a critical role in a student's lifelong learning and academic development. And we understand that your budgets are restricted, but I'm here to tell you that you have wonderful people working in this district, people that truly care about the education and the students and how they provide it, because they're the outside of the box thinkers. The Ocean First Bank Foundation created an opportunity for schools to apply for grants. We've given more than $2 million in various grants in the last 5 years. We've given them for literacy, for Go Green. We also give for scholarships. And this particular grant was for a model classroom. And we gave 15 $10,000 grants, five to the grammar school, five to the middle school, five to the high school. 73 schools participated in this. And you really had to shine because it was looked at as in many different ways, not just one of those. You don't have to be a grant writer to win this grant. You have to be creative. You have to challenge yourself. You have to be inclusionary. You have to also be an outside of the box thinker, come up with a theme, have something that the rest of the school can participate in. And I'm here to tell you that you have a one of a kind teacher among your midst because she wrote for this grant. She decided to put herself out there. And that happens to be Amy Edwards, who is your library media specialist. She's here with the school principal who fosters that kind of thinking, Rick Coppola. And of course, I don't have to tell you about Dr. Kazian. And I just want to divert for 1 minute. I do a lot of work in Ocean County. I have done and been at many events where Dr. Kazian has supported or run, and his excitement and enthusiasm is so catchy. That's why it doesn't surprise me that I come here to another outstanding school district, one that sets itself apart from the rest. And you certainly have one of those here. You are one of those golden jewels that are nestled in the Jersey Shore that we should all be proud of. So today I'm here to just read to you an excerpt about what they wrote for, and actually that money is going to be used right here within the Media Center. Manasquan High School will use their grant to transform an underutilized library conference room into the MHS Innovative Classroom. They foresee it becoming the school's center of innovation, collaboration, and sharing, and they will utilize guided inquiry, creative thinking, play, and art to create a participatory culture. It will be used both formally by classes and informally by individuals and smaller groups of students. To transform this physical space, they'll use flexible seating arrangements to create design centers. Students will be able to work collaboratively with others at these centers, which will seat 4 to 6 students apiece. Some will have connectivity towers for work height, accessible power outlets, and USB ports, and others will have a large computer screen for collaborative work using the school's tablets. Relevant informational resources in both print and electronic format will be purchased and integrated into the current library holdings, but also displayed as a collection. The school expects that their plan will extend well beyond the funding cycle of this grant. As an example, the school has approved the design and implementation of 3 new courses which start this fall. These courses were developed to integrate with the new innovative classroom. That's what won this $10,000 grant. Hats off to you. Congratulations. What a great night. And we're so happy to be able to. We have the real check. She only got this the night she came and won it. But now today we have the real check to give to Mrs. Coates so that she can now put it into the bank account. I know that there's display work. Yeah, we want to take a picture. Yeah. There's display work back there, and I think, you know, that anybody can look at, which is what the Design Center has created already. And I'm really impressed because the grant was just won and they're already putting it right to good use, which is what it should be. So congratulations again, and we're just gonna indulge for a minute and take
I just want to congratulate Rick Coppola, the building principal, who does a great job with instruction in the building and always looking to move towards our 21st and 22nd century skills. Rick, thank you, because it's with your initiative. Come on up and get in the picture. This happened.
Mm-hmm. So what I live for. It's my one hobby. I've invested.
We have one more presentation this evening. The architects will present a proposed project. However, I'm going to ask for their forgiveness. And I just would like everyone to know that we have surfboard cookies over there. And I would ask everyone to please take one. And if you take one and you like it, I'll let you know where they came from. If you don't like it, I won't. But what I would like to do next is have our student presentations. And then we'll take a 2-minute break and we'll get you guys settled so we can do the project. Thank you. So now our student presentations, fellas.
Hello. All right. So just some old news regarding student council. Last meeting, I was excused early, but here's what I would have talked about. Student council has teamed up with You Cannot Be Replaced. And we've done a couple things called the Kindness Campaign. We've done Positive Spotlight Fridays. The Kindness Campaign is where we've had some nice sayings outside the front entrance written in chalk just to, you know, get a positive atmosphere going early in the morning. Positive Spotlight Fridays, student council picks a student teacher who displays positive attitudes or positive ways, and then we share them with You Cannot Be Replaced. And they feature this honoree on their Facebook page and on social media. Recently, I started up, along with my friends, a charity, charitable fundraiser for Alzheimer's disease called Fuzz Because. We raised a little over $600 during No Shave November. It was sort of a competition. We had a lot of contestants. It was all good. We had a Halloween costume contest. And there was a lot more people dressing up than we expected, so things got a little hectic in the auditorium, but we'll take that into account next year. And tonight, all the classes are decorating their hallways for the homecoming pep rally that will be tomorrow. Now, just to touch upon what we're going to do in the future and what recently just happened. So the Penny Wars raised $100 that we are donating to the Monmouth Ocean County Food Bank. The faculty homecoming king and queen for the 2014 and 15 year are Mr. Buss, who was right here just a couple minutes ago, and Ms. Zdanowicz. The homecoming court for the 2014-15 school year for the students, overall king and queen, Will Stewart and Nicole D'Anton. Senior court, Craig Miller and Lauren Johnson. Junior court, Kay Reynolds and Hannah Pringle. Sophomore court, Bruce Bogan and Olivia Chavance. And freshman court, Sonny McKeever and Hannah Pilling. Just some upcoming events during December. We'll have Candy Cane Grams that we'll be selling out during lunch and the annual toy drive. Now I'll hand it off to Shane McNamara.
So the month of November, the Key Club has worked with the elementary school on the Thanksgiving food drive. We raised hundreds of canned goods for families for Thanksgiving. It was a great success. The entire library was filled with food that we sorted, boxed, and we sent out for families for Thanksgiving. I'd like to thank the staff, especially Miss Bonacolta of the elementary school for helping us collect food and organizing it all. And I would also like to thank ShopRite because they donated dozens of turkeys for the cause. And also Key Club, you might see us in town. We're volunteering at the Brielle Christmas tree lighting. And we also every month volunteer at the Manasquan Elks and we help with breakfasts. And lastly, the Squanathon Committee organized a fundraiser called Senior for Hire, and in which students and teachers could donate $5 to Squanathon and they could buy a senior and make him or her dressed up in a costume and walk around in school. They raised over $400 doing this, and it was very impressive seeing how much people dressed up for the cause. So,
awesome. Fellas, good. You going to go decorate?
Yeah.
Actually, do some homework. How about that? Thank you.
Decorate first and then do homework.
Now, if we could move to the presentation for the proposed bond referendum project. And Garrison's? Brooks, No Shave November?
Yes, sir.
Come on up.
Good evening. I'm Bob Garrison, and this is Brooks Garrison. We're with Garrison Architects. We're privileged to be part of your team. Can you hear us?
No, I can't hear you.
Hello?
Now I can hear you.
It must be my voice.
No, there you go.
Again, I'm Bob. Yeah, I'm Bob Garrison, and I'm with Garrison Architects. Brooks Garrison, my son, is here. We have a family practice, and we are privileged to be your architects of record. We've been working with Dr. Cajun and Lynn and the board president and vice president about presenting what the needs are for this proposed referendum in September. We've looked at the elementary school and the high school, and have gone through, spent hours up here working with them and looking. And so the presentation is divided into two different schools. What's good for the elementary school, and then the second part of it is what we're going to do with the high school. What we get to do is figure out how to, you see the board agenda will be the funding, how are we going to fund this, then the elementary school renovations, the high school renovations, and then a summary of the cost. The funding is going to be through a debt service. Debt service was established, as it says up here, a while ago, and it's used as a funding mechanism for schools. You apply for your projects. We go to the Department of Education, talk to them about what's eligible, what's not eligible, and then we get these projects approved, and you're granted money from the school, and you'll see later about what percentage of that money. Basically, you get 40% of the cost of the project, and then that's based on our estimates for renovations. For new construction, it's some formula that's been in existence. It's kind of outdated. It's been in existence for about 15 years, and that's based on, which is crazy, $143 a square foot times 40%. So you really get about 50-some dollars a square foot versus the $250 or $300 a square foot that renovations cost, or that new construction cost. So the next part is the elementary school, and these are the projects that we're considering at the elementary school. The new security entrance, that's at the front door. We will put another set of doors, you know. Maybe what we ought to do is show them the plan while we talk about this. Go to the plan.
The no. J?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Go back to the
working here, great.
You guys want to I can see it.
Sorry about that. Our media center person here?
No.
Hi, there we go. How about now?
There we go. All right. So that was the agenda we're speaking about. This is the elementary school. What we're talking about doing at elementary school is creating a new vestibule. You know, at the school, as you walk over there now, you have one set of doors. You open the door, you're in the school. What will happen now is that if we go to the plan, you'll be able to see the vestibule is in purple at the top of the sheet at the elementary school. Right now, when you come in the front door, there's only one set of doors. but we were creating a new set of doors. We're creating a new set of doors with a lockdown vestibule. So as you come into the elementary school, you walk in the door, set of doors, and someone will be able, you're really locked in a vestibule that's secure, and you can't get into the school unless somebody from the security, from the office, allows you to come in. So that is the first part of what we're doing. The slope up at the top, at the right-hand, upper right-hand corner, the horizontal red stripe, is a new handicap ramp that will make it handicap accessible to get up to the existing platform. The next part of, on the site, we're going to resurface the parking lot on the outside, and there's, I'll show you another slide about renovating the fields, which the elementary school fields. The exterior renovations, the red line that goes on the school on the left-hand side, the red line shows the windows that are going to be replaced. We'll remove those existing wood windows and replace those with new windows. And the outside will have, there's some brick that needs pointing, and we will point that, and that will be also part of this. The final thing on the interior that we're doing as a renovation, the blue part is renovating the existing cafeteria and dividing it into two classrooms, two small group instructions rooms, and an office, but still keeping the cafeteria at 1,500 square feet, which will basically allow you 100 students to, you know, at 15 square feet a person, to utilize that. And that the way it's renovated, the reason that turned out that way, the part that's left is really a story and a half space. The part that we're using for the classrooms and the office is a lower space. So this will free up some other rooms that were being used as small group instruction will now become regular classrooms. So you should be able to, will increase the capacity of the school and allow that without a major addition to the school, because as you know, there's really no room on the site now to do any addition. So this would be the renovation inside. The final thing that's going on in here is the with the mechanical equipment, the building systems. The building systems for HVAC, we're going to have new temperature controls. Then they replace the existing fire alarm system, replace the existing gym lighting, and upgrade the security system and cameras access card. So the total for this work in the elementary school, go to the next slide. The total for the elementary school, you see the estimated cost on the left-hand side, $3,757,406. 40% of that, which would be the state share, is the $1,502,962, leaving the local share, which is the amount that you would be responsible for, the $2,254,444. And you see at the bottom how that state aid is determined. It's by the cost, our cost estimate of the renovations times 40% gives the amount of money for the state aid. The fields that I spoke about, this is renovating those existing that fields that are now really a part of the, we're not going to do anything except renovate them, proper drainage, and provide, you know, just renovate the whole thing. That's a scheme. There is a site engineer named Bill Edwards, who, that is his slide, that's what he's doing. But you can see now, at the lower right-hand corner, are the fields that are there that are going to be renovated. We're not building new ones, we're renovating those existing fields. So if we go to the high school, at the high school, we're talking about at the front entrance of the high school, it is now not handicap accessible. So we're talking about at the high school, keeping, building really basically a new plaza at the front end of the high school, at the front, main front door, with a handicap back one. If you look down, we're really basically talking about at the front door to redo that plaza. So it's a handicap accessible ramp. We'll have an entrance, we'll build out from there a covered entryway, and you'll see that's just a diagrammatic of what's going to happen to make that handicap accessible with a new portico share over the front door. But again, at the front door, create a secure vestibule. So there'll be an inside set of doors so people coming up to the front will be able to do that. We're also, if you go back to the site plan, we're also talking about redoing the front with a new bus loop, separating the bus loop, which would be in yellow, from parking out front, which would also allow for visitors and drop-off area. Again, separating the buses and the from the where the people come dropping off, the parents' drop-off spot. If you look at this site, we might as well stay on this site plan. This is part of the site engineer's presentation. Two new tennis courts are proposed, one next to the existing tennis courts, they're in green, next to the existing three tennis courts, and the other tennis court up in the, up by the area. You see the field has been renovated. There's new. There's a track around the outside. There's a fence around the entire perimeter, and we'll talk more about that. The site engineer will talk more about that, but that is proposed also as part of what's going on in high school. It's not included in this dollar figure that we're talking about. In the other part, you'll see what is the first floor plan is at the top of the picture. The hexagonal ones are the exterior doors. There's five door sets that are going to be replaced. On the right-hand side, where they are the purple is renovations. That's the existing science labs that are there that are going to be gutted and refocused, redesigned to meet the new standards. They're 1,350 square feet. The pink on the left-hand end of that science labs is a new stairway. This stairway will allow us to put a second floor, build a second floor over the existing labs and have three, you'll see on the plan, we have three more labs upstairs. We're going to utilize the existing stair at the end of the corridor, that just reconfigure that and bring that up to this, to the new second floor. On that second floor, the top purple is a new ITs, where you're in, right now all of your technology and all of your basic infrastructure is coming in. It's in the basement underneath of this, and of course down in the basement it's prone to flooding. This way we'll be able to, with very minimal change, build this new space above the locker room, and then it will, and just instead of turning down, it will turn up, and we'll have a new space for the IT center. The elevator, we're putting an elevator in, which will now serve this new second floor, the first floor, and it's importantly now the ground floor, which is not handicap accessible, will become handicap accessible, which will then allow the band room and all of the facilities on that ground floor to become handicap accessible. We'll also, if you look on the right-hand side, the red is a handicap ramp from the outside so that this whole ground floor will be handicap accessible and renovated. On the second floor, again, back here, we have three more science labs, and the green at the end of the science lab on the left-hand side is a small greenhouse, which will be attached to that one of those science labs for being able to use as part of their curriculum. So that the what will happen is when we construct this, that wing on the first floor for the science labs will be closed, but the corridor will provide access to the gym that will keep that entire open. So the only thing that will happen for part of a year between the summer and part of the year will be the first floor science labs will disappear, but when we're finished, we'll have six new science, state-of-the-art science labs and a greenhouse, and move the IT from the basement, the main distribution from the basement to the second floor, and really provide them with the space that meets their needs. So that, if we go to the cost of the high school, we're also, the building systems, again, at the high school, it's replaced the control system, which is there in all of the wings, the locker room exhaust fan, and add air conditioning to the existing gym. The electrical, again, replace the fire alarm system in the old section with an addressable panel. There are electric panels that need to be replaced, and replace the corridor lighting with LED lighting. You can see at the bottom, the new construction is the second floor lab three labs, a prep room, and an IT office, greenhouse, new elevator, and new stair tower addition. The cost, and this is where you can see how the new construction is more, the cost associated with what we're just talking about is $19,529,619. The state share, if you add up all that state share and do the division, is 35%. But it's really based on, as you see on the bottom, as I mentioned before, the eligible square footage of 8,236. Multiply that times $143 times 40%. The state's giving you $471 for that new construction. So the total is basically you get 35% state aid, 65% is the local share, $12,763,573. And go to the last slide then. So the summary is the high school and elementary school total, it's a $23 million package, basically $8 million from the state. The local share is $15 million. You can see that it works out to about 36%. So if you think about it, you do this project, you're going to get, you're paying two-thirds of the cost. You're getting a 33% discount by doing this now. The athletic facilities are yet to be determined. There's a lot of work that goes into them. There's some schemes that have to be decided, but that will come at a later date. This is just the first blush at this, meeting with the staff and the faculty to come up with this this proposed referendum. And I'll take any questions or that someone would have.
Just to touch on a couple features of the referendum. The ROD grants that you hear a lot about, you may read about in the newspaper, are for life safety issues. The beauty of the debt service aid is we can do more than just the light safety systems. In this, we're addressing all the life safety systems. We're upgrading the lighting, making handicap accessibility one of the features of both schools, along with security at both schools. We're addressing the science department curriculum needs here at the high school, and we're also making accessible the lower level, the first floor, and the new second floor proposed. So it's really comprehensive. That's the advantage and the difference between the ROD grant and the debt service aid. The referendum dates are fixed by the state. There's only five dates available. The next available date would be the fourth Tuesday in September, which in this case is September 29th of 2015. So that's the time frame at which we're looking. So there's plenty of time for comment, concerns, addressing issues with the program, again, which is why the site work and the engineering hasn't come to full circle yet, but the architectural work we've kind of focused on. So I'd love to take questions from you. And seeing none, Dr. Cajun. Yes, sir.
I see that we're not doing anything with the IA building, the industrial arts building, or whatever it's housed, whatever house in there now. Is that included in any way in this?
What we have is the second floor. They had that space for the, you're talking about the building that's behind the...
It used to be industrial arts.
Yes. No, we're not. We're not focusing on renovating that.
Is there a reason? I mean, we're space poor.
Right.
I know what we could probably do in the future, but there are no reason to approach that right now?
It was sort of cost prohibitive when we took a look at that, and the architectural renderings that came back to us were in a range of between $3 and $4 million to look at renovating that building. So we're in the process of looking at another space. Hopefully that would serve our needs. Now this is a proposed project. At the conclusion of this presentation, just like we did with the fields, we're going to take suggestions, and then we're going to come back to the engineers and the architects and have them focus on costs, put things in and take things out. If that's something that this board wants to move towards, then I'll be more than happy to bring it to the architects for them to put a focus on it and to give us a cost. But I'm agreement 1,000% the fact that we need space.
I'm fine with that. I just, the question was that it wasn't included in any of the
conversation
we,
and
we thought about it, but
the decision.
Yeah.
The referendum's passed. What is the time frame the local share? Over how long a period of time does the local share be paid back?
Well, again, that's up to the bond.
Yeah, there's debt service aid. So you borrow the whole amount, and each year you get debt service aid basically paid back on the mortgage that you take out for the term of the loan. And Lynn, I know there hasn't been a finalized determination on how long the loan term will be, 20, 25, or 30 years. But those are typical time frames at which you'd be basically taking, it's like taking a home mortgage out, and you get roughly 36% of that funded by the state annually that pays down your debt. Different than the ROD grants, which they pay up front, but the problem is all the approvals in the process, they take longer, and you actually have to take out bridge loans to pay the whole construction amount, and then you wait till the end to pay it. So there's lots of advantages to the debt service aid. That's one of them. Not as exciting as the state championship surfing awards, I understand.
Yeah, that was awesome.
But the cookies are still available over by Lynn, which is good. So thank you again for having us tonight. This is a work in progress. We look forward to working and continuing to mold and morph this program into exactly what fits right for Manasquan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, we should mention there are copies of this presentation back in the back. So you can get the copies.
Spotlight, or turn that off, please.
Aren't we always?
Yeah.
No.
it's exhausting. This boot is so heavy, but it's helping.
Okay, I can turn the lights on, but I can't turn them off. Somehow, there's a good thing in that.
You got ups. Hit the power.
Come on, Rick. Hop up and. Mr. Brady, come on.
Really?
There's a chair that you
can.
There you go.
Here.
Yeah. Lights off.
Don't be impetuous. Patience. Don't be impetuous.
Chair.
Patience.
Good. It's
going to
go.
Good. Never sound advice.
Leave it be.
Moving on to our executive session. Whereas the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, the Act provides the Manasquan Board of Education may hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential or are one of the 9 subject matters listed in Section 12B of the Act. And whereas it is recommended by the Superintendent that the Manasquan Board of Education go into executive session on this date in Manasquan, New Jersey to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session, and whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. And whereas that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the following subjects will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now therefore be it resolved the Manasquan Board of Education that the board should go into an executive session to discuss the following items. Number one, confidential matters per statute of a court order, which is student matters. And number eight, personnel matters, which would, in reference to hiring, resignations, or leave of absence. Items discussed in executive session may result in board action when the board reconvenes to public session. Do we have a motion to go to executive session?
Motion.
Mr. Walsh, seconded by Mr. Passone. All those in favor?
Aye.
Can't be opposed. It should be less than 30 minutes. Sandy, roll call, please.
Mrs. Passone?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Here.
Mrs. DePalma?
Here.
Mr. Fiore?
Here.
Mr. Gardner?
Here.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mr. Serino?
Here.
Mr. Vitale?
Here.
Mr. Walsh?
Here.
Mrs. Walsh? We have a quorum.
Thank you. Now move on to number nine, our superintendent's report and informational items. Dr. Cajun?
Thank you. As of November 25th, our enrollment stands at 1,003 in the high school, 619 in the elementary school, a total of 1,622. In regards to our attendance comparison, fire drill reports, suspension, and tardy reports. In the high school, our attendance percentage for the month of October is 96.15. Our average daily enrollment was 979.77. In the elementary school, our attendance percentage was 97.3%, and our average daily enrollment was 619.4. Data of our drills, on October 6th in the high school, we had a fire drill length of 45 minutes. October 21st, we had an evacuation drill. Length of the drill was 25 minutes. In the elementary school, on October 14th, we had a fire drill for 5 minutes. And October 27th, we had an emergency lockdown drill for 30 minutes. In regards to our harassment, intimidation, and bullying, we had two confirmed in the high school for the month of October, as was discussed. Regarding activities that are transpiring in Manasquan this week, we have the Manasquan vs. Wall Thanksgiving football game at Manasquan. Tonight, we're decorating the halls. On Wednesday, we have a pep rally and a parade. Bring your umbrella. And on Thursday, we have the game. The game will be at 11 a.m. Rain date will be Saturday, November 29th at 1 p.m. There will be free bus shuttle service. And everybody got a handout about that. Does anybody want to know about the bus shuttle service? You good? Thank you.
It's more for that one.
It is, right?
It's for the wall people.
Well, I'm just asking.
I'm just trying to help you.
And you do. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Manasquan High School have produced The Blue and the Gray, and I ask everyone to go out and get a copy of this. It's an excellent magazine. I just would like to compliment all those children who were involved in this particular issue for September and October. Nicole Beast, Keely Flood, Maggie Leedy, Logan Muir, Reed. Could you help me with that?
Melkianda,
Kerry Wyland, Sophie Kim, Sarah Spears, George, here's another one.
Tabota,
and Julia Valgenti. And I just want to compliment them because going through it, they really highlight a lot of things that are happening in the schools, and they do a wonderful job with this. In fact, sometime this year, I think it's applicable that we have them, invite them here, and we give them just a certificate of appreciation for the great job that they do with that. Also, we have planning for Squanathon 2014 in full swing. And it's really an excellent thing. It's the sixth annual Squanathon, a 12-hour dance-a-thon to raise money for pediatric cancer. Mr. Battaglia and Mrs. McKenzie created Squanathon 6 years ago with the inspiration of Penn State's Thon, capital T-H-O-N. It's really marvelous. Also, they had from October 23rd to November 21st, students who donate at least $5 for Alzheimer's are able to participate in a facial hair growing competition. I think that was awesome. And as you could hear tonight, we raised a few hundred dollars with that. So those are some of the things that are happening. And again, highlight our children. They really do a great job. And that was evidenced tonight as we looked at the surf team coming out. That was evidenced in all the activities that they get involved in. So I want to thank the staff and the students for everything that they do. That's the end of the superintendent's report for this evening.
Thank you, Dr. Cajun. If everyone gets a chance to look at the blue and gray, on page two, there is a riveting profile on the new superintendent. You all want to get that. So we have a motion to recommend approval and acceptance of the superintendent's reports. Mr. Campbell, seconded by Mr. Walsh. Sandy?
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mr. Gardner?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Carried.
We are now to our first public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allowed a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit statements made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer, shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by an individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only, please. Seeing no one. Manasquan items? Would everyone be okay if we were to lump together 12 through 31? Everybody's okay with that? Do we have a motion for numbers 12 through 31, please? Mr. Walsh.
Second.
Second by Mr. Serino. Any discussion? Sandy.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Carried.
Thank you. Our Manasquan Sending District items, number 32 through number 44. Does anyone need anything separated out? 32 through 44.
Would you separate 32, please?
Of course. We have a motion for number 32, please. Mrs. Garrett Muley, second. Mr. Walsh, any discussion on number 32, please? Sandy?
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mr. Gardner?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Abstain, please.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Carried.
Number 33 versus 44. Do we have a motion?
Certainly.
Mr. Campbell? Seconded by Mr. Walsh. Any discussion? Sandy?
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Abstain from 34 and yes to the other.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mr. Gardner?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Abstain from 39, Richard Reed. Yes to everything else.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Carried.
This brings us to our second public forum. Can anyone like to be heard on any item, agenda or non-agenda? Seeing no one. Is there any old business? Does anyone have any new business? We are now to our third public forum.
Aren't we going to take that out?
Seeing no one.
Weren't we going to take that third one out or
We were going to, yes.
Do something? Are we going to?
If I may, at our reorganization meeting, one of the things that you normally do is approve the agenda format.
Perfect.
If there's a consensus this evening, we can remove it for the reorganization meeting format.
So actually, the one we want to take out is 45, I believe, right?
Number 45?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Before we have a motion adjourned, we just want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Go Squam, you all. Do we have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Walsh, seconded by Mrs. DePalma. Everybody in favor?
Last week's meeting.